T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wondered if Lee Rogers could join us at this time. And, sure. Are you there, Lee?
Oh, yeah. Right here.
He is. There he is.
President's been accounted for.
I finally saw this Gillette ad. Now, this ad is an internet-only ad. But I saw it, and I had two thoughts, I must confess, and I'd like to know your feelings. One was that I've never seen anything so patronizing in my life. This is not 1919, it's 2019. Yes, we know that you're not supposed to go around patting women on their fannies, okay? In fact, they even had to find black and white clips of people doing that on TV to put into their little commercial. The second thing that bothered me, are they selling razor blades? I mean, I have a few stocks, and some of them are in the form of funds, which are right. Collections of stocks. I'm going to go look through that and see if I am a tiny minor league shareholder in the Gillette company, which I guess is Procter & Gamble's.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
If I am, I'm upset. You're supposed to be selling the product, not preaching. I just wondered your thoughts about that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, that this does seem more like a sermon than a sales pitch. And they do that at their own risk. Quite honestly, I if businesses choose to advertise that way, that's their business. But then again, they have to be ready for the blowback. But I've got to wonder, at a certain point, when do these things start becoming a donation in kind for campaigns? Because this is clearly a campaign and an issue that liberal, progressive, socialist are pushing. This is something that can be very closely allied with the Democrat Party and their platform. When are things like this not going to start be considered a donation in kind and be something that should be monitored by the Federal Election Commission?
Exactly. Now, what Lee just talked about would be a violation of federal law if, in fact, the entire cost of this campaign was in the form of a check given to the Democrats. Then you'd have to report that, right. And in some cases, I'm sure the cost of this commercial would exceed what you're allowed to contribute. That would be a law violation, and the answer, of course, the short answer, is it ought to be now, although I'm sure it won't be, but you're exactly right. They're not selling razor blades. They're selling support for a given view of our society, right. And it's a view that can be easily discerned by partisan bases. So, yeah, it is very much payment in kind.
Yeah, that's and I think there are some folks who have been prosecuted for stuff like that might say, hey, what I did was no different than what they're doing. You know, you can look at that whole anti-Clinton film, the whole Hillary Clinton thing that was part of the campaign finance law, and say, well, hey, you know, why if you can make something that is in support of policies for a particular party, you know, and that's okay, why is it not okay to make something that is in opposition to a particular candidate or a particular party?
Oh, yeah, and we all know the answer to that one, of course, and that is that you're a racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynist, blah, 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 blah,
exactly.
blah. The answer to that is to engage in name-calling, because
exactly.
what Lee just pointed out is hypocrisy. He's pointed out a double standard, and that makes the left really fall apart at the seams. So, again, you're quite correct in that a company has the right to do what they will with their money as long as it's legal. But, of course, there's the question of legality here. And even beyond that, there are requirements. There are fiduciary requirements on chief executive officers and the like and boards of directors to spend money for the purpose of a company. And as far as I know, the Gillette people are in business to make money, that is to say, to sell their product.
One would think. But I tell you, I got to hand it to these folks for one thing, because as you pointed out, this ad actually only exists on the internet.
Yeah.
And because of the controversy that ensued, they have been able to get tons, millions, if not billions of free coverage of this and get their name out there. Now, granted, there are going to be some consequences to that, because there are going to be those who are opposed to the message or opposed to them being involved in this kind of dialogue. Once again, they've gotten tons of free coverage out of this, and this is one reason that these marketing companies come up with these concepts that are somewhat controversial, so that it pokes the eye of certain individuals and certain media outlets so that you get the free coverage.
I saw a review of this ad, and it included the fact that the figure they cited was 19 million impressions involving Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, right. blah, whatever. And I'm thinking, is that all that matters? Just impressions? I mean,
Pretty
what
much.
About negative impressions? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I bought a pair of sneakers the other day. I don't buy a lot of sneakers. I was offered a choice of several. And one of them was Nike, and I said, well, we'll start. I'm not ordinarily a brand name person, but we'll start by eliminating the Nike, okay? And I bought something that some brand I've never heard of, which, by the way, works fine and wasn't that expensive. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what razors are in my bathroom cabinet because I don't use a lot of razors because I have a beard, but I do trim around the neck, this sort of thing. But whatever it is, I will not be buying Gillette in the near future after patronizing me. So, again, companies have the right here, but sometimes I think you overstep your bounds just a little bit here. And let's not forget the fact that coverage, that impressions, does not determine the success of a campaign.
Correct. Correct. And I think plenty of politicians understand that, too, that sometimes the negative impressions are far greater than the positive impressions. And, you've dug yourself a hole there.
Yeah. So, again, I find it just I am amused by it in a way, I suppose. I look at it and I say, what is the point here to allow all of the trendy young millennial executives on Madison Avenue to say, well, I think Gillette has seen the light. They realize that they are men, and in many cases white men, and they should be inherently guilty. If that's what they're trying to push, then they've succeeded.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. All right, Lee Rogers, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jimbo.
And I would love anybody else to let us know your thoughts about the Gillette commercial. Again, it's one of those things where it is something I would just as soon not even talk about, but it's out there. And it demands a response, and so, yes, we'll improve the totals of impressions and the like, but still, nonetheless, the message was that it's not all right to treat women like trash. Well, duh. We kind of figured that out. And this is not selling razor blades. It is selling shame. And I'm not buying. Sorry about that. I have George calling in on the Ingalls Advantage talk line this morning in Saluda. Hi, George, and welcome.
Good morning, sir. Well, I, like you, have a full beard, which I've had since 1973 when I mustered out and came back from the great unpleasantness across the Pacific. And so I use very few razors. But, Gillette makes more than razors, and I won't touch anything that smells of Gillette and possibly Procter & Gamble. The other thing is, just like GM disappeared at the stroke of a pen with Comrade O'Bummer, and I lost a good $10,000 there, I will never touch anything that's remotely akin to GM. People have short memories, Bob.
Well, people do have short memories. There's no question about that, and I sympathize with you. Yeah, I visited the Great Unpleasantness as well as part of a government-paid one-year vacation, expense paid. My beard, I trim around the edges, which is to say that, a lot of the neck I have gets shaved, and I do, as I say, use a razor, and I'll tend to make sure. I'm not a very brand-conscious person, honestly, but I do on the Nike shoes, and I will on the issue of the razor now. I guess that's just where we're headed, George. It looks like everything becomes politicized. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I, like you, have never been really brand conscious. I'm a Scotsman, so I look for the best deal. But there are certain things I draw the line at, and GM is one, and now Colgate, Palmolive, or P&G, Procter & Gamble are the next ones that are on my list. And once you get on a Scotsman's list, you seldom get off.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's true. you tell me, is it true what they say about Scotsmen? Are you really that frugal?
No, we're just cheap.
Okay. Well, that's sort of what
we'd rather eat our children than spend money, and we're quite fond of our children.
Get in my belly. All right, George. Thank you. Appreciate your thoughts there. You know, a similar thought is expressed on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line this morning. It's now 23 past 8. Texter says, I quit shaving about 3 years ago, been wearing a beard, and that long. I have 3 Gillette Mach 3 razors in my drawer, trashed all of them. I stopped wearing Nike shoes a long time ago, mostly because of the price and the quality of the product. Now I have to boycott 2 of my favorite restaurants, Red Lobster and IHOP, for pulling their advertising off of Tucker Carlson's show. Where does it end? Jack in Forest City, North Carolina. Well, as we were noting, Jack, I don't know that it ends anywhere. I think everything is becoming politicized now. I would only note that it wasn't those on the right who started this. It was those on the left who started this. And, well, for example, I'm becoming more brand conscious, largely in a political sense of the word. I mean, if I decide to grab some fast food, there's a Chick-fil-A near where I frequent, and that's where I go, just as a sign of solidarity. Not that anybody notices me, per se, but, you know, you add your little part, and you do what you can do. But, again, it wasn't the right, the conservatives, who started this process. This is only a response, a reaction. To people who will use any tool and every tool that they can possibly come across. And it's, where does it end? I don't know that it does, not in the foreseeable future. As I said earlier, when we first entered this new year, I said there will come time in this new year when we will look back fondly on the good old days of 2018. Because that's mostly what I see this year. Whatever you saw happening in 2018, add another 10%, and you'll see that happening in 2019. I would see more partisanship. I would see more negativity. I would see more efforts to do anything and everything possible to block the president. That's, where does it end? Eventually, I assume it has to end, but I'm not sure when and where it ends. Not in the foreseeable future. No, not in the foreseeable future at all. But again, to my way of thinking, a product's advertising should reflect reasons for you to buy it. And it's not like if I use a Gillette razor, anybody's going to know. I'm not going to stick it in my lapel pocket so I can walk down the street and people can say, oh, well, there's Jim. He's got a Gillette razor in his lapel pocket. Oh, my goodness gracious. Isn't that wonderful? Jim has seen the light. He is a guy. He's got a Y chromosome, and he is very, very sorry. First of all, I'm not going to wear my razor out there like that for people to see. And second, if I did, that's not the message I want to send. I'm not ashamed of being male. I'm not ashamed of having a beard. Now, the texture was saying something about that on the text line just a moment ago. And let's see here. Interesting that the cultures the Dems embrace are the ones which treat women poorly. Yeah. Another texter says, Jim, it seems to me the only people who like the Gillette ad are women and men who lack the genes to grow facial hair anyway. Well, possibly so. But I have the genes. Yeah, I can get pretty furry of face. And yes, of chest, too. And so, unfortunately, my Y chromosome is on display. But I'm sorry. I do apologize for that, and I will try very much to be less male. I'll do the best I can. I'll try to transpose all my scripts up an octave, you know, do the best I can in that regard. Anyway, it's just bizarre. I'm not sure where it will go. One text says, Jim, it will end when a liberal president takes office and says it's okay again and makes America a giant safe space again. Well, it won't be a safe space for us. There'll be a safe space for some people. It won't be a safe space for us, building a giant cocoon. No, we will not be able to be in the safe space. We'll be too busy out there working to pay our 70% tax bracket to pay for other people's safe space. So that's not going to be an end for me. It's unfortunate. Again, as I say, I'm not going to get hot and bothered about the Gillette thing. It was worth mentioning. But I wonder, what's the purpose? Are you not trying to sell razors? I can't believe that there are that many people out there who say, yes, I agree, I'm in self-flagellation myself, I'm a guy, I feel terrible about it. So I'm going to use a Gillette razor, and I'm going to wear the razor on the outside of my clothing so people can see. One more thing about stereotypical behavior. Have you seen the ads for the Gillette razors for women? They're pink. Not that I would think they would stereotype or anything. The Tara Show at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and of course that includes 106.3WORD.com. I've made use of this, and we've had some calls before from people traveling around and about outside of the immense but not infinite listening area of 106.3 FM. And you can listen to us anywhere you can get an internet connection. You can be in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and if you've got an internet connection, you can listen to 106.3 WORD, which I would highly recommend, because listening to the Upstate's talk station builds strong bones and healthy teeth 8 ways. I read it on the internet. I know it's true. You can communicate with us, if you would like, this morning by means of our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Textually speaking out there, a lot of folks are yakking up a storm here. Let's see. We end up run by women and she-males. Then who gets blamed? It'll just be a bunch of cattiness and nobody speaking to each other. Lord have mercy. Okay, thank you, Red and Spartanburg. Well, I don't know. Hey, Jimbo, if the progressives get their way and turn all the men in America into panty waists and candy asses, do they not understand that there won't be anyone left to fight our enemies? Something to think about. Thanks, Jeff. Well, it is something to think about. However, I'll give you the answer, okay, from the left to Jeff. Oh, heaven forbid, we should stop being so militaristic. No, if you just love your enemies, embrace them, show diversity and inclusivity. We'll throw flowers at them. That would be the response of some. There are others, I'm sure, on the left who would be willing to admit your point. Not in public, goodness knows. They would be accused of being a militarist. But, in private, that's very true. It's simply a fact that masculinity is not an unalloyed evil. Okay? Can it be overdone? Yes, it can. But there are a lot of good things attributed to men and attributable to men, okay? It's so bizarre that I feel the need to even say that. I mean, some of the things in that Gillette ad, patting women on the fanny. I have never in my life patted a woman on the fanny except, shall we say, women who had already made it explicitly and abundantly clear that that was just fine. In other words, we had a special relationship going. But a co-worker? What? Fanny patting? Are you kidding me? Or someone I just knew in passing? Or, let's say, a non-intimate family member like good old Aunt Martha? Hey, Aunt Martha, pat. I don't think so. It's not that the message there needed to be told to anybody, nor would it be received by anybody. If you are a male in the year 2019 and you didn't already know everything that was put forward in that, I dare say that there's no hope for you. Have there been abuses? Yes, there have. But for Pete's sake, it's not as though the average consumer of Gillette razors has to be told to not be Les Moonves, okay? To not be Charlie Rose. We know, okay? Oh, let's see here. Jimbo listening in Fresno, California, because I'm health conscious. There you go. See what I'm talking about with 1063WORD.com, listening in Fresno, California. And he's health conscious. Well, good for you. We appreciate you being health conscious. Texter says, you know who does all the things in the Gillette ad? Democrat men. Well, unfortunately, in many cases, that's probably true. Some of the more recent egregious examples cited by the Me Too movement have involved, yes, Democrats. It's almost as if they all thought they were Bill Clinton or something. You know, do what I say, not what I do, that kind of thing. By the way, that's why liberal women think Republicans must be so horrible if their own Democrat men treat women that way. Maybe. You know, mostly I think it's just a way to get in a dig at men, frankly. It's bizarre, but again, suffice it to say, I'll not be buying Gillette products in the immediate future. Looking at some other things that are happening out there, the Caravan, there's a new Caravan. Have you heard about this? I'm not sure if they use Gillette razors or what, but this Caravan, by the way, has now crossed over the border into Guatemala in the hopes of reaching the U.S. This began in Honduras. And, of course, there are all those little countries, Costa Rica and El Salvador and the like in Central America. They've crossed into Guatemala from Honduras. Now, Guatemala is the last stop before Mexico. Once upon a time, the toughest border in the entire Western Hemisphere was the border between Guatemala and Mexico. Apparently not lately. What that is all about, I don't know. The Mexican government has been rather adamant in the past about defending its borders. They act like a sovereign nation with the prerogatives of a sovereign nation. Of course, when it comes to their northern border, they treat that as a toilet to flush their unemployment problem in our direction. But it's interesting. I suspect that this caravan will have no problem crossing the border, the suddenly porous border from Guatemala into Mexico. And after that, of course, it's a long, long hike through Mexico. To what end? Some are trying to enter this country legally. I think that is probably a chancy proposition, walking all that way or hitching rides on trucks or trains or whatever you can. Some people can get in legally, but we're not equipped to handle a giant influx. This thing's got 2,000 people in it, and that'll only increase as the caravan moves across Mexico. And many would complain, well, why don't you have more people handling this? Perhaps we should, perhaps we shouldn't. That's our business, how many people we have handling such applications. Again, the fact that you want to come here does not mean we are obligated to accommodate you. I'd be happy if we had more people devoted to all kinds of aspects, including checking people who want to come into the country, including absolutely people who check on visas of those who come here on a temporary permit and overstay the visa. We need more people checking that. I have no problem with that. But the notion that somehow we are to be shamed or condemned should we not have enough people to handle everybody who wants to come across legally? No, that's our business. For my money, I'd pay to have more people. If people want to come into this country legally, fine. Although I doubt that we need everybody in that caravan. I would hope that the response to most of them would be, sorry, we don't need you right now. What it would be, I don't know. Others, of course, are in the caravan who realize the likely futility of applying for legal entry, and they'll try to sneak their way across. Well, we'll try to stop you. We could try a lot easier and more effectively if we had a physical barrier. But, well, we've talked about that before. Checking out some of the things that are being sent to us textually this morning here. The Dems lied to Reagan and have spent the last 40 years, quote, concerned about border security. Concerned about border security. They are now facing real border security and are throwing a tantrum. That should tell us something. Oh, it does. It absolutely does. The texter is completely correct. And that is to say that, yes, indeed, the Democrats have, in fact, been quite concerned about border security. They have. They have been concerned with sounding like they're sincere. Now, there's a new breed of Democrat out there. Some of them don't even pretend to be opposed to border security, and you'll have to give them, I guess, at least honesty. But yeah, the Democrats in the establishment wing of that party are absolutely concerned about border security. They want to sound like they care. We must have effective border security means, not something immoral like a wall. Well, Nancy, the wall is not immoral, except insofar as I guess to you it works. Nothing's perfectly effective, but a wall is very effective. You must go to an awful lot of trouble to get around a wall, unless you're Superman. You got to punch your way through it, or fly over it, or dig under it. Flying over it's not too practical. Punching your way through it, again, is for Superman. Digging under, well, that's very expensive and not an option available to most people. And even if you do that, then include the bells and whistles of which Democrats are so enamored to pick up, for example, the sound of digging. That can be done. You include cameras, drones, the whole package. There you go. But yes, if anybody tells you the Democrats are not concerned about border security, the establishment wing is very concerned. They really, really want to sound like they're concerned. Now, how long that will last, I don't know. Will they simply fall in line, fall in step with the far left wing of the Democrats and simply admit that they're not for border security? Frankly, I would kind of hope that they would. I don't think that'll happen, but I would hope that they would. That's how they've actually felt about it all along. Again, keep in mind the key thing, that the Democrats and the leadership really don't want gang members coming to the country. They really don't want terrorists coming into the country. They really don't want the drug cartels coming to the country. They really don't want people with diseases coming into the country. But, capital B, but, the only way to stop those people is to have some means of actually slowing people down at the border as they rush in. That would mean some kind of barrier, even maybe the W word. And if you had time to vet people about whether or not they were terrorists or drug dealers or gang members or sick with diseases we shouldn't let in, then you've also got time to find out if they should be in this country legally. That is what is unacceptable to the Democrats. And so they consider the inclusion of the gang members and the drug cartel people and the people who are here with the bad diseases, they consider that as acceptable collateral damage. The most important thing to them is, in fact, just what the texter said. They want to get people to vote for them. And they consider that so important, that, yeah, if a few people get killed by a gang member or something like that, well, that's acceptable. They'll never admit it, but that's how they feel about it. That is a fact. Let's see here. Jim, I think the demonstration at Pelosi's estate by people jumping the wall and she having them arrested is our drop the mic argument, period. Yes, as a matter of fact. Isn't that, of course, it's hypocrisy. There was a demonstration at the Pelosi estate. Jimbo, I would like to remind people that all the way back to the beginning of man, when Eve convinced Adam to follow her and committed the original sin, we need to follow God, not women. Well, okay, or men either, for that matter. Saw a text here, let's see here, asking, if Joe Biden uses Gillette razors, I doubt it, but maybe Mattel could create a commercial to educate pedophiles to not grope little girls. Now, that would be perfect. There you go. There's a message. Mattel could create this commercial that would educate pedophiles not to grope little girls. We could get graphic and show what they do, using the dolls, of course. Maybe Ken could do something unspeakable to Barbie. Sure, we could do that. Texter says, Jim, not sure if you've seen the new Burger King ad with chick fries that cost $2 more to bring awareness that women have to pay more for feminine products. Yeah, I heard about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.